Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing Podcast and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and the word this week is the word Maundy, as in Maundy Thursday. Now, I would imagine that most of you out there listening know that this is the name that's given to the Thursday before Easter, the day in which Jesus celebrated his last Passover or his last supper with the disciples. But you may not be aware of where the word Maundy comes from. Maundy is from the Latin word mandatum, which means commandment. The English words mandate, mandatory, command, demand, they all are derived from this Latin word. Mandatum, then, is the first word in Latin of John 13:34, which Jesus spoke to the disciples after he had washed their feet. He said, "A new commandment I give you, that you should love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another." These words were repeated as an antiphon during the foot-washing ceremony, which would take place in the Catholic Church on this Thursday before Easter, and so the first word of this verse became the title for the day. If we look at John 13:34 and those words, "a new commandment," we might wonder what is new about this commandment. All the way back in Leviticus 19:18, Moses said, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." The new part is the second half of the verse, "as I have loved you, that you also love one another." The Gospel of John's focus on Maundy Thursday is on the Lord's final teachings to his disciples, including his example of humble servanthood demonstrated when he washed their feet. This is the kind of love Jesus demonstrated to them, a love that serves rather than desires to be served, a love that is unconditional, a love that doesn't seek to be returned. It's about loving others when there's nothing to be personally gained. What a beautiful picture this foot washing is of what Jesus says in Matthew 20, verse 28, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." Now, it's only John's Gospel that focuses on Jesus washing the disciples' feet on this night. Matthew, Mark, and Luke focus their attention on another command Jesus gave on that first Maundy Thursday when he instituted his supper. In Luke 22:19 and 20, we read, "And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my blood which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.'" This is the typical focus of our Maundy Thursday worship services. The two Maundy Thursday hymns in the Lutheran hymnal both focus on the institution of the Lord's Supper. We almost always celebrate the Lord's Supper as part of this worship service. In another demonstration of his love for us, Jesus gives us this sacrament in which we remember his death, which earned the forgiveness of our sins. Through this sacrament, we have the assurance of the forgiveness of our sins, as Matthew 26:28 says, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." There are many more events that take place on Maundy Thursday. It was that night that Jesus was betrayed by Judas, arrested, and put on trial. Through it all, we see how Jesus' love for us was on full display. Think of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane later that night. He was in anguish over what was about to happen to him the next day, the physical pain that he would face, but even more so, he was in anguish over the spiritual pain that he would face. He would be forsaken by God for the sins of the world. Luke 22:44 describes his agony. "Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground." Yet because of his great love for us, he was willing to suffer and die so that we could be saved. And so he submitted himself to the Father's will. He allowed himself to be arrested and condemned. And then on Good Friday, he would accomplish our salvation on the cross. Oh, the depth of Jesus' love for us. So as we worship this Maundy Thursday, we remember our sins which caused Jesus' suffering and death, but we rejoice as we remember that great love that he showed for us, especially as we celebrate the Lord's Supper which he instituted for the strengthening of our faith and the forgiveness of our sins.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.